Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home over Bull Shoals Lake near Branson, Missouri. Beautiful, wonderful day in the Ozarks, but in Israel, quite another situation. As I speak, and you understand that we have to make these radio broadcasts early to put them on tape and get them up to you. So when this is broadcast, actually July 21st, I'll be in Washington, D.C. with Christians United for Israel. But as I'm speaking here, taping the broadcast, the breaking news headlines in the Jerusalem Post read, 3 and then 2, rockets intercepted by Iron Dome over Tel Aviv. Explosion heard overhead. What does this tell us? It tells us many things. The rockets now that they're using in this later days of this fight that's going on right now, they have discovered that they have a longer range. Where are they getting these longer range missiles? They are of the exact same kind that was found on the boat that was intercepted by Israel not long ago. Iran was shipping them. They were shipping them eventually to get them into Gaza. They're made actually in Syria, but Iran is the one who's financing and sending them in. And they can reach a great portion of Israel's population. The way it works is the rockets, you can track the rocket's trajectory. When one of them is fired, even you can do it from your house, wherever you live, in Texas or Virginia, wherever you're listening, you can go online and get a free app called Red Alert Israel. And when a rocket is fired, the trajectory of that rocket, you can watch it on your cell phone. And they can watch it, of course, and they can tell if it's going to land in an open field. It's going to land in some place where it won't hurt anyone, or they can tell if it's going to land in a populated area. In that case, the Iron Dome anti-missile goes up and takes it out in the air. So there were 5 rockets that were going to hit in Tel Aviv. It tells us that they were intercepted by the Iron Dome. That means they weren't going to be in an open field. They were going to hit in a populated area. And of course, the explosion that they hear overhead is the Iron Dome anti-missile hitting the rocket. So the first time I heard about this app, Red Alert app, was Ronnie Levy's sons. And Ronnie and Alma and their 3 children, 4 children, 2 of them now older and one of them in the military. They're in a place where you often hear sirens, and that means you take cover. And so the boys, teenage boys, showed me how they would sit in that bomb shelter and watch the trajectory of the missile, and they could actually tell if it was going to hit their house, for instance. Otherwise, if it hit the ground, then they're not going to send up an anti-missile. What's going on here, of course, is a very complicated thing. But last night, and in a way it's not complicated, but we'll get to that later. Last night, CUFI, Christians United for Israel, arranged a conference call with the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, and he spoke to us via this conference call. He reported that 2/3 of the Israeli population is now threatened and within rocket reach. To bring it into perspective, he said, imagine how the U.S. would respond to 2/3 of its populations being within rocket range and having to take cover when the rockets go off. Also, to bring it into perspective, he suggested that you get one of those free apps, Red Alert Israel, and every time it goes off, Imagine that some Israelis are having to take cover. On Pat Robertson's 700 Club this morning, they reported how some Christians have gotten this app and they are using it as a prayer alert. On our noon prayer, July 9, we taught about praying for Israel, and we'll close out the end of the session with Isaiah 62, which tells us how to pray, whether or not you hear an alert or an app. We've got the Bible. We've got Isaiah. He tells us what to do. And in Isaiah chapter 62, which we read yesterday, it is written, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a torch that burns." Now, we think of this, we use this in Christians United for Israel. That's our motto. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. I will not keep silent. But actually, the one who's saying this, and the prophet Isaiah is writing it, the one who's saying it is Israel's Messiah. For Zion's sake, the Messiah, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation as of a torch that burns. And the nations shall see your righteousness. This is what's in the future for Israel. The nations are going to see their righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall pronounce. Verse 4, you shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah. Hephzibah means my delight. And your land Beulah. Beulah means married. For the Lord delights in thee, and thy land shall be married. Verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. He's talking about Zion. He's talking about Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, earthly Israel. Come home. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. That word mention is really the Hebrew word remembrancers. You who are the remembrancers of the Lord. Now, David Barron says, the term memorial or remembrancer does not mean the keeping in memory year after year after year of some occasion that has passed, but a reminding of something present or of something that is to be done. In other words, you remind the Lord of his promises. You remind the Lord that he said he's going to make Israel a delight. He's going to make Israel married. And he says of Israel in verse 5, for as a young man marries a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. That's the future for Jerusalem. And then he says in verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. God has done it, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You who are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silence. You who are the prayers, you who are the ones who remind him of what he said about Israel, about Zion. And give him no silence, King James says rest. Give him no silence till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. He has, the Lord, Jehovah, has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. He will make Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, a praise in the earth. And we who are prayers, we are to remind him of this and never keep silent about it. In other words, does he have to be reminded that he made the promise? No. But there are those who are trying to stop this from happening. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. The enemy of God and the enemy of you and of me, he does not want Jerusalem to be made a praise in the earth. And we will definitely talk about what he's doing about that tomorrow. But it says here in this same chapter, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Jehovah has proclaimed unto the end of the world, the end of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. And they shall call them, Israel, the Jews, the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Yes, that city of Jerusalem, which was called forsaken, it shall be called not forsaken. And even though things have happened through the years that caused it to be into the situation that it is right now, it's not going to stay that way. It's going to be actually in Zechariah chapter, the ones I want is Ezekiel. In Ezekiel, such a wonderful prophetic book. If you want to read the prophecies of the prophets that have not yet come to pass, but that have really begun to come to pass right now, start in Ezekiel with chapter 35, which is a prophecy against some mountains that God's against. Prophecy of Ezekiel 36 concerning the mountains of Israel, which you might say is exactly like the West Bank. And then 37, the dry bones prophecy. He brought Israel up. He says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And he brought them up out of the graves. He said, I'll bring you up out of your graves. They were literally in their graves when they were in the ovens in 1945. And by 1948, there was a newborn nation of Israel. Oh, folks, God's is on the move. The greatest miracles since the Bible days, the greatest miracles is God keeping his word to bring the Jews home and the world. And Satan is furious about it. And that's what's happening over there right now. We will talk about this more tomorrow. But back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel from chapter 40 on describes things future. It describes a great millennial temple. It describes water coming out from that temple, flowing down the Judean desert, flowing down to the Dead Sea, making everything alive in that Dead Sea. Praise the Lord. And it explains that in the millennial age, the land will be divided among the 12 tribes of Israel. It won't be the small Israel now. It will be what was prophesied in Genesis chapter 15, greater Israel. And you can see how it will how each tribe is still named and its lands. Now, concerning the city, what city? Earthly Jerusalem. Verse 30, and these are the of the last chapter of Ezekiel, and these are the goings out of the city on the north side. And in verse 35, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. We like to use that word Jehovah Shammah, but where is it in the Bible? It's in the Bible in a prophetic utterance concerning earthly Jerusalem. And really, that's what all the fight is about right now. So we invite you to come with me all the rest of the week. We're going to be talking about what the Lord's will is and how people have turned against Israel and that it's really the doings of the enemy. So you won't want to miss being with us tomorrow. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until then.